I'm here to talk to you about consumerism. Can consumerism change the world? Our consumption of goods obviously is a function of our culture. Only by producing and selling things and services does capitalism in its present form work. And the more that is produced and the more that is purchased, the more we have progress and prosperity. The single most important measure of economic growth is, after all, the gross national product. The sum total of goods and services produced by a given society in a given year. It is a measure of the success of a consumer society, to consume. I see a future where consumption is going to take on an entirely new significance, a future that very much hinges on one thing, meaning. Ethical shopping is an empowering concept. It operates on the principle that spending money is like voting. So if you buy cage eggs, you're voting for animal cruelty. If you buy certain brands of clothing, you're voting for sweatshop labour. If you buy a big gas-guzzling car, you're a fan of global warming. The idea of ethical consumerism is a massive social movement based around the idea that people should be mindful of their impact their purchases have on the environment and the health and well-being of the people involved in making those products. We are starting to put our money where our ideas are. We live in a time of human rights abuse, animal cruelty, genetically modified foods and massive impact on industry on the environment. These can often seem beyond our control and quite removed from our everyday life, as we all struggle with mortgages, families and school. However, the fact is that every time we buy something, our spending dollar supports a company and its initiatives, whether we are aware of it or not, or whether we like it or not. It is the responsibility of all of us as consumers to support the environment and the rights of workers who produce them. More than the government and the green companies, it is the responsibility of each of us to realize our role in creating change.